didn't think I would find a CFL player who loves dogs as much as John Rush from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, but I think I have. Joining us this week for the Tallgrass Apparel Engaging with the Enemy is Calgary Stampeders punter Rob Maver. Rob, thanks for your time.
Engaging with the Enemy, I like that. And it's funny, too, because I'm in the yard with my Labrador right now.
we're gonna get to the dog talk in a minute here, but this upcoming game against the Riders, it's pretty crucial for both teams, both coming off a loss. How important is it to you and the Stampeders to get back on track after that BC game?
I think it's because the CFL season is so long, and it's really tough to play your best football for 18-plus games. It's important to be trending in the right direction when you go into the playoffs. Not only that, I mean, we want to lock up first place, and the Riders, you know, they want to do what they can to get the first place or secure a home playoff game. So we're both two very desperate football teams.
Now, we all know the Christmas games in Calgary have a lot of smack talk in the stands between fans of the two teams. Do you get any of it from the Rider fans while you're at McMahon?
Not too much while I'm at McMahon. When we go to Regina, yes, I have been on the receiving end of some very comical things. More so at Taylor Field, though, or the old Taylor Field Mosaic, rather than the new beautiful facility that you guys have, I'll say. At the new place, I think you're a little bit further away, too, so I think that mitigates a little bit of it, but there's always some Rider fans who like to tell me what's on their mind.
What's the absolute best chirp you've ever gotten from a fan? Now, keep in mind, this is a PG show, so you have to keep it a little bit, keep some of them away.
Well, I have a brother, and somebody said that they did things with a sister that I didn't have.
Oh,
so I said, well, okay, I mean, you haven't done your homework, but kudos. I hope your Pilsner's cold and enjoy the game. Or sometimes two people will yell at me, as they'll just go wide right, hey Maver, wide right. I'm like, I haven't kicked a field goal in this league in 7 years. But again, your Pilsner must be delicious and cold, so kudos.
Now, I'm an advocate for kickers are people too. People may not realize it, but just how much time goes into being a kicker in the CFL?
It's different because our preparation is very much mental. You know, physically, you know, we have to maintain our strength and fitness in different ways. So it's not a matter of just, you know, being big in the racks and throw around big weight. It's making sure that we have good hip mobility, that our hamstrings are flexible, that we're, you know, just working on our craft. It's very specific. I liken it to a golfer because everybody on a football field really plays a game within the game. But I think, you know, kicking is probably the most unique on a football field when you compare it to the rest of the people on the field.
Now, how'd you get going into football in the first place?
So I was 18 years old, and I was a soccer player. And I was watching practice one day, and I was watching field goal kicker tryouts. Because as everybody knows, you know, until a team has a high school kicker, it's okay. Everybody line up, kick field goals, and whoever can make a PAT will kick for us this week. So I was watching the guys kick, and I just said, yeah, I can do better than everybody. Somebody said, come out and prove it, and, you know, the rest is history.
You never tried out for any other positions?
Well, I did. I played a little bit of receiver in high school, and I think I had one reception for like 11 yards. I was a backup quarterback in the OVFL for the Brampton Bulldogs. I went in for one series there. We played four-down football. I handed off the ball twice, and on third and long, it was a sack fumble touchdown the other way. So my quarterbacking career was short-lived, and my receiving one was not that productive.
What scares Rob Maver?
Oh my goodness, what scares Rob Maver? What do you mean, what scares me? Like, in terms of what?
It could be absolutely anything. Like, is there a boogeyman that lives in your closet? Stepping on a manhole cover and it dropping?
I'm going to go ahead and say the Trudeau government scares me.
I think people out in the prairies will definitely relate to that one. So
yes.
We have Halloween coming up. What are you dressing up as?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I have a picture on my Instagram. So there was a lovely sketch with Justin Timberlake, and they sang about a song of something in a box. So that is just because you said it's a PJ show. That's what I've done is that in a box. So, you know, I'd get a wig and do the fake beard and walk around with a box and a suit. I don't know what I'm going to be at this year, though. That's good. Thanks for making me think about that. I should probably do something.
Would you do a couple's costume with your wife?
Maybe. I don't even know if she's here for Halloween this year. I think she's actually away for her studies for the week. The last time that we went out as a couple together for Halloween, I was, you know, Justin Timberlake, let's just go ahead and say that. And she was like a river dancer. We went to Value Village before we went out and loaded up on costumes there, and the best one that she was able to find was a river dancer.
Now, I've heard some weird requests before from other fans, but what's the strangest thing, pardon me, what's the strangest thing that you've ever had to autograph?
Different body parts is always unusual. I've had signed shoes, which I think is funny. You know, different jerseys that aren't football jerseys. I always get a kick out of that because I think, well, you know, it's kind of not how it works. Cell phone cases too, or when people ask me to actually sign their actual iPad when I'm at school. I actually try not to do those things just because I don't want the kid to go home and be like, man, you drew all over this beautiful iPad and Rob Maver's a jerk for doing that. But yeah, I would say body parts if I had to narrow it down.
All right. Now, I was scrolling through your Twitter feed, and like I mentioned earlier, I've seen a lot of dog posts on there, and I'm all for it. And you said you're in the yard with your dog right now.
Chase is a six-year-old yellow Labrador. He loves cuddles, and we have this crab apple tree in the backyard, and he loves these crab apples. And no matter how many times we rake them up, he loves it. What else about Chase? He hates the vacuum, and every single home game we go to Nick's, the steakhouse, for a team meal the day before, and I bring him home the scraps. So he loves prime rib scraps too.
Now, I mentioned John Rush's name off the top. Is there some sort of CFL player support group for dog lovers like you guys?
There should be. Not a support group, but Chris Svetovich, Svetty, that's how I know him. He was a long snapper in Winnipeg for a long time. I know him and a bunch of the other guys. Ian Logan, when he was in Winnipeg. We're going back a few years now. Jabari Arthur, when he played here, and some of the other guys who were involved in the CFLPA, they went down to Mexico, and they rescued a lot of dogs, and they did some rescue work, and they did some work with assigning dogs to embattled war veterans. And I think that would be the closest thing that you would find to a dog group within the CFL community.
Now, outside of anyone on your own team, who's your favorite player to watch in the CFL?
Oh, boy. It's tough. There's a lot of guys that I really enjoy watching. You know, I'm obviously still a big fan of Charleston Hughes. I think him and Willie Jefferson are an absolute nightmare for offenses. I like Christian Jones a lot, again, when I'm not punting him the football. I enjoy watching the receivers in Hamilton. Watching Masoli throw to Banks and Tasker. I think those two guys are really good at football. There's a lot of respect around the league. You know, just every single game, I have a few, you know, guys that I enjoy watching on every single team, truth be told.
What is Rob Maver's hidden talent?
Oh, boy. What is my hidden talent? That implies that I have talent. So I better be careful what I say here. I can't do this, but I'm really good at imitating our equipment boys' voices. So we have these two eccentric equipment boys, and they always fight, and they go back and forth, and I'm really good at imitating their voices, but I can't do that. Okay. That's a McMahon Stadium thing only.
Okay, now speaking of imitating voices, there's a lot of people here in Saskatchewan, they love to imitate Chris Jones' voice. Can you do a Chris Jones voice?
I don't know if I could do that. I don't know.
Now, if you could tell fans of the league one thing about yourself that they may not know, what would it be?
That I've been a fan of this league for a long time before I played in it. Before I started playing in it. Came in here in 2010. I remember growing up, and I remember watching the CBC broadcasts, the old Taylor Field, the old McMahon, watching Jeff Garcia, you know, a younger Dave Dickinson, Doug Flutie when he was with the Argos. I remember watching the John Candy-owned Toronto Argonauts. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to the Sky Dome when I was a kid, you know, just being outside haggling with the scalpers. That's how I would always get my tickets. So, yeah, I just been a fan of this league for a long time, and that's one of the reasons why I really appreciate the opportunity to play in it, is because I've been a fan of this league long before it became my career.
We'll get to some lightning round questions here for you if you're ready.
Absolutely.
Cake or cookies?
Ooh, cookies.
Who's your favorite actor?
That's tough. Jason Statham's a badass.
Action or comedy?
Ooh, comedy.
Biggest celebrity crush?
You know what? Used to be John Ryan, and then now I would say Pat McAfee, just because of how he's parlayed his personality into a career with what was Barstool and now an independent entertainer, dare I say.
So is that something that's on the mind of Rob Mayer for post post football career?
No. I was possibility of being a sports personality, you know, doing some work in that. But I have a business that is really actually taking off, so we're gonna see what happens with that.
What's your favorite cereal?
You know, I kind of. It's just like these cashew, like they're these wheat things and they're cinnamon flavored. I have them every morning with some eggs. So I don't even know what they're called though. It's just like these cashew cinnamon harvest bites. I don't know, they're pretty good.
What is your weirdest habit?
I'm a neat freak. I cannot do anything in the house until it is absolutely spotless. So, you know, I live with a dog. That means I have to vacuum hair. I have to dust probably twice a day, do the dishes. The house needs to be immaculate before I can sit down and do any type of work.
And final one for you, Coke or Pepsi?
I don't know, like, can people actually tell the difference? I'm a diet soda drinker. My wife tells me I'm disgusting for that. Yeah, if it's diet soda, I'll chug it down. I'm pretty gross that way.
Rob Mayer from the Calgary Stampeders here on the Tallgrass Apparel, engaging with the enemy. Thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy Saturday.